you. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Gopi Jana Balaba Girivara Dhari. Jai Gopi Jana Balaba Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Balabha Girivara Dhari. Jai Gopi Jana Balabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada 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 Jaya Prabhupada Jayam Vishwapad Paramahamsa Pariyojaka Chaya Astotara Sata Sri Srimad Abhay Chanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada Ki Jayam Vishwapad Paramahamsa Pariyojaka Chaya Astotara Sata Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananda Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jai Gantara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai So we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers. Verse 29. Mat prana rakshanam ananta pitur vadascha. Mat prana rakshanam ananta pitur vadascha. Manye svabritya rishivakyam vritam vidhatum. Manye svabritya rishivakyam vritam vidhatum. Khadgam pragrihya yad avochad asad vidhitsus. Khadgam pragrihya yad avochad asad vidhitsus. Tvam ishvaro mad aparo avatukam harami. Tvam ishvaro madaparo avatukam harami. Mat prana rakshanam ananta pitur vadascha. Manve svabritya rishivakyam vritam vidhatum. Khadgam pragrihya yad avochad asad vidhitsus. Tvam ishvaro madaparo avatukam harami. mat prana rakshanam ananta pitur vadascha manye svabhritya rishi vakyam ritam vidhatum hargam prakriya yadavachat asavridhetsus Madhvanarashanam ananta piturvadascha manye svabhritya rishi vakyam ritam vidhatum Hargam prakriya yad avochad asad vidhitsus Tameshwaro mataparo avatum kamarami Matajis Matpana lakshana ananta vidhitsus Prana Rakshanam Ananta Pitur Vidascha Manye Svabhritya Rishim Vakya Vidatum Hargam Prakrihya Yat Avochat Asad Viditsu Tvameshwaro Madhaparo Vatu Gam Harami word to word translation. Mat prana rakshanam. Saving my life. Ananta. O unlimited one. Reservoir of unlimited transcendental qualities. Pitu. Of my father. Vadahacha. And killing. Manya. I consider. Svabhritya of your unalloyed servants. Rishi Vakyam and the words of the great Saint Narada. Ritam, true. Vidhatum, to prove. Khadgam, sword. Pragrihya, taking in hand. Yet, since. Avochat, my father said, Asat Viditsu, desiring to act very pious, impiously. Tvam, you, Ishvara, any supreme controller. Mat Apara, other than me. Avatu, let him save. Come, your head. Harami, I shall now separate. Translation. My Lord, O unlimited reservoir of transcendental qualities, you have killed my father, Hiranyakashipu, and saved me from his sword. He had said very angrily, if there is any supreme controller other than me, let him save you. I shall now sever your head from your body. Therefore, I think that both in saving me and in killing him, you have acted just to prove true the words of your devotee. There is no other cause. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 29, the Lord says, Samoham sarva bhuteshu na me dveshyosti na priya ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya maite teshu chapyaham. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is undoubtedly equal to everyone. He has no friend and no enemy. But as one desires benefits from the Lord is very pleased to award them. The lower and higher positions of different living entities are due to their desires, for the Lord, being equal to all, fulfills everyone's desires. The killing of Hiranyakashipu and the saving of Prahlad Maharaj also strictly followed this law of the Supreme Controller's activities. When Prahlad's mother, Hiranyakashipu's wife Kayadu, was under the protection of Narada, she prayed for the protection of her son from the enemy, and Narada Muni gave assurance that Prahlad Maharaj would always be saved from the enemy's hands. Thus, when Hiranyakashipu was going to kill Prahlad Maharaj, the Lord saved Prahlad to fulfill his promise in Bhagavad Gita, Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashyati, and to prove true the words of Narada. The Lord can fulfill many purposes through one action. Thus, killing of Hiranyakashipu and the saving of Prahlad were enacted simultaneously to prove the truthfulness of the Lord's devotee and the fidelity of the Lord himself to his own purpose. The Lord acts only to satisfy the desires of his devotees. Otherwise, he has nothing to do. As confirmed in the Vedic language, Natasya karyam karanam karanam cha vidyate. The Lord has nothing to do personally, for everything is done through his different potencies. Parasya shaktir vividaiva shruyate. The Lord has multifarious energies through which everything is done. Thus, when he personally does something, it is only to satisfy his devotee. The Lord is known as Bhakta Vatsal because he very much favors his devoted servant. Om Agyanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, Hare Krishna. So, we are going through Prahlad Maharaj's brilliant set of prayers to Narasimha Dev, and we had some very nice classes lately. Excuse me. So, here we are reading another verse where Prahlad Maharaj is going to glorify Narad Muni, and is glorifying how the Lord is coming or making the words of Narad Muni true. And actually, Lord achieves many purposes, Prabhupada is writing in his purport, by his one action. So for us, we do one action and that achieves one purpose, and then we have to go and do the next thing and that achieves another purpose, and then we have to work so many things. So we have to work a lot to achieve different purposes. But for Lord, he can achieve many purposes through one. So here, Prahlad Maharaj is very aptly pointing that out. That just by killing my father, and you know, you have killed a great demon, you release the burden from the earth, you have protected your devotee, you have protected me. You have also brought true the words of your devotee Narad Muni. You have also brought true the words of Brahma, who had given the vow, or who had given the benediction. So in that way, Narasimha Dev has proven many things to be true through his action of killing Hiranyakashipu. And in that way, he's also proving through his own words, where he says that in Bhagavad Gita, which says, Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhaktya Pranashyati. He said, my devotees will never perish, that they will always be protected. And (clears So, just like with me, we have the Lord, and one of His quality is that His words are always true, that their words never go false. His word never go false. So, in the same way, the words of His devotees also never go false. And the Lord, because Lord has covered their backs. So any words or any benedictions or any curses that the devotee gives, the Lord would cover it and make sure that it comes true. So we have Narad Muni's case. Even when Narad Muni cursed the two sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Nala Kuvera, and the curse was also brought to be true. We have many examples in the history of many different devotees who are blessed and given benedictions, and the words have come true. So similarly, here also the example that is given is in the purport, where Prabhupada is actually explained. So in the translation, it's not very clearly explained. In the translation, it says you have acted just to prove true the words of your devotee. But then in the purport, Prabhupada explains what was that word and who was the devotee. There was Narad Muni. And he had given his word to? In the purport? Narad Muni had given his word to who? He says in the purport here. To the mother, to Prahlad's mother, Kayadu. Because Kayadu, when Prahlad was in the womb, and all the demigods actually wanted to kill Prahlad Maharaj. And at that time, Kayadu, his mother, was very concerned, and she wanted to make sure that his child is safe. And the demigod wanted to make sure that he's dead before he comes out. Because he's already struggling to deal with his father. Now the son is going to come, don't know how strong and how bad he's going to be. So, so therefore, but then Kayadu went and took shelter of Narad Muni, and she asked for protection, and she said that, please protect my son and make sure that he's safe. And so Narad Muni had given his words here, and that's what Prabhupada is pointing out in the purport. That when Kayadu was under the protection of Narada, she prayed for the protection of her son from the enemy, and Narad Muni gave assurance that Prahlad Maharaj would always be saved from the enemy's hands. So that, of course, Kayadu was referring to the demigods. But regardless, the enemy who wanted to kill Prahlad as his father, and Narasimhadev gave the protection. So we see many such examples. There's one very interesting story or pastime where Arjuna also takes a vow that in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, where he says that in tomorrow I take a vow that Jayadrath would be killed. Then, and although it's almost an impossible task, Krishna brings it true. Then there is also the vow of Bhishma Dev, and that's quite an interesting pastime as well, because Bhishma was sort of forced to fight in the side of the Kauravas, and when Duryodhan, at one point, when there was no real victory, was not coming, and the both sides were quite equal, and just to push it a little bit further, he told Bhishma some words which are very, very heavy for a Kshatriya to hear. And he said that, you know, Bhishma Dev, looks like you're favoring the Pandavas, you're favoring the enemy side, and so therefore you're not really fighting to the best of your ability. And that's a great insult for a Kshatriya and for a general, for a marshal like Bhishma Dev. And so he takes a vow that, okay, here I have my 5 arrows, and I've invested all my potencies, and that I'll kill all the 5 Pandavas. Now, was Bhishma really keen to kill the Pandavas? No. But why did he invest all his energies? Because he knew that Krishna will do something interesting to do protect his devotees. But at the same time, Bhishma is also a devotee, and so Krishna can't make his words go false. So in that way, Bhishma was inciting Krishna. And we know the pastime of how Duryodhan secures it. Arjuna, with the help of Krishna, manages to get all the five arrows. And when Bhishma finds out, and then he takes a vow that in that case, if Krishna is trying to trick, then now the consequence will be that now tomorrow, either Arjuna will be dead or Krishna has to break his own vow. Because since he's trying to break my vow, so now I'm going to make him break his vow. And the next day, Bhishma fights so with so much strength that practically everyone is scared. On that day, everyone is scared to go and face Bhishma because he's so formidable. And so at one point, Arjuna's chariot and Bhishma's chariot, they come in front of each other. And then there's a great battle. It's a very, very powerful battle that ensues. And although Krishna is trying his best, Arjuna, they're trying their best to fight against Bhishma. Bhishma is so extremely powerful because keeping in mind that he was trained by Markandeya and Shukracharya and Parshuram. So he's most powerful warrior. And he's fighting as Arjuna. And Arjuna is heavily, it's very severely wounded. And when Krishna sees that, you know, Arjuna is now in threat, he's in danger, and that he can actually be killed at this point, Krishna forgets that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead and that he has Sudarshan. But then he just jumps out of the chariot and he starts running towards Bhishma. And on the way, he picks up a chariot wheel, to kill Bhishma. So usually we have to keep in mind, you know, in the battlefield, you know, chariots are not too close to each other. So they're quite a bit of distance away, like at least quite a few hundred meters to even a couple of kilometers. So like they're quite far apart. And so Krishna jumps out of the chariot, takes a wheel and starts running towards Bhishma to kill him. And at that point, he's so much in that anxiety that Arjuna is in danger and that Arjuna can die any moment, that in that anxiety forgets that I have Sudarshan Chakra also I can send and it will sort it out immediately. But no, he's in that anxiety of protecting Arjuna and his devotee, and that he rushes towards Bhishma and tries to kill him. And it's a long run and Krishna is focused on just taking this chariot wheel all the way to Bhishma and kill him point blank, no options. So, and at that point, while he's running towards Bhishma and he's shouting that Bhishma, he said, you are the cause of this war. He said, because of you, so many warriors are dying. He said, now it's time for you to die. I'm going to kill you right now. And when he's running towards Bhishma, actually Arjuna jumps out of the chariot. And he tries to stop Krishna. And so he holds his feet. But then Krishna, again, he's so much in that mood of protecting his devotee that he's running. And in running and running, and he actually doesn't even notice that Arjuna is hanging on to his feet. And Krishna is just running. And Arjuna is shouting that, Krishna, please stop. He said, if you don't stop right now, he said, you're going to break your vow. And that is going to cause great infamy for you. So you should immediately stop. And Krishna doesn't hear anything. He's in a completely different mood. And Arjuna is shouting, Krishna is running, there's a whole scene. And at that point, Bhishma, he offers his respects and his prayers, and he actually glorifies Krishna for his quality of Bhakta Vatsala, that he's trying to protect his devotee. And at one point, Arjuna does manage to make some trenches onto the ground by putting his feet and digging a hole. And there's like this whole long mark of trenches. But then finally, he does manage to stop Krishna just on time when there's a sunset. And then the war ends and Bhishma is saved for the day. But we can see how Krishna is so eager to fulfill the vows or the words of his devotees. And Krishna is also very eager, as Prabhupada is explaining here, to protect his devotees and his Bhakta Vatsala. And so Krishna has many amazing qualities, as we know from the nectar of devotion. So Krishna has many amazing qualities, but the acharyas explained that one of his highest quality, one of his most amazing quality, is Bhakta Vatsala. So he's very, very protective and to his devotees. It's interesting. We had a Narsimha Yagya yesterday, and one of the name of Narsimha Dev was also Bhakta Vatsala. So it's not just Krishna's name, Bhakta Vatsala. There's also Mahaprabhu's one of the name is Bhakta Vatsala. There's very nice bhajan. Bhaja Bhakta Vatsala Sri Gaura Hari. So the main this is the name Bhakta Vatsala, and it's a very amazing quality of Krishna. And actually, even within that, it's explained that the devotees explained that even within the Bhakta Vatsala, that amazing quality or the topmost quality within that is that he completely gives himself to his devotees. And there's a whole 10th canto dedicated to how Krishna gives himself to his devotees. So in the first canto, in the 16th chapter, where all the Pandavas have departed, and now Kali has entered the kingdom, and Parikshit Maharaj finds out that the Kali has entered, and so he goes, he takes his weapons, he takes his army, and he marches on and goes around the entire planet, which is the entire Earth planet, which is his own kingdom, and he's ready to fight against Kali and defeat him and kick him out of the kingdom. And at that point, he's visiting all the different places, and everywhere he goes, all the kings and all the citizens, they would glorify Pandavas and they would glorify Krishna. And so wherever he would go, he would hear all these glories of Krishna. And one of such glories, one of such very nice words, is where it is mentioned in the 16th verse, the first canto, 16th chapter, 16th verse, where it explains that, you know, Maharaj Parikshit heard that out of his causeless mercy, Lord Krishna, who is universally obeyed, rendered all kinds of service to the malleable sons of Pandu by accepting the posts ranging from chariot driver to president to messenger, friend, night watchman, etc. according to the will of the Pandavas, obeying them like a servant and offering obeisances like one younger in years. When he heard this, Maharaj Parikshit became overwhelmed with devotion to the lotus feet of the Lord. And so we can see that Krishna's quality is very well sort of explained here, that one who is universally obeyed, he became the obedient servant of the Pandavas. So much so that he did what Pandavas wanted him to do. So he was not just fixed on one particular way of serving Pandavas. Whatever way you want me to serve. He was the messenger, the peace messenger for the Pandavas. He became the chariot driver. He became their friend, night watchman during the war. So there are many. He took all these different kinds of roles according to the will of the Pandavas. Just how they wanted, he just followed them. And offered obeisances like younger in years. So this is very amazing qualities. And in the purport, Prabhupada explains that the Pandavas were so malleable to the will of the Lord that they could sacrifice any amount of energy for the service of the Lord. And by such unalloyed determination, they could secure the Lord's mercy in any shape they desired. Because of their total surrender, where they wouldn't care about anything but the pleasure of the Lord and the service of the Lord. And they were ready to put any amount of energy for that service. And they had very strong determination about that. And because of that, the Lord became completely sold out. That he was ready to do anything for the Pandavas. So you can see how amazing that quality is. And for us, Prabhupada explains that simply by appreciating the dealings of the Lord with his pure devotees, one can attain salvation. So even if one didn't have any qualities of such amazing qualities that Pandavas have, Prabhupada is saying that if we just appreciate these dealings and the qualities, then still we become liberated. So that's how amazing these exchanges are. And that's how amazing Krishna's qualities are. Sometimes it's pathetic though that we have more faith in Maya than Krishna's protection. And but here we can see so many examples and pastimes where Krishna is ready to become infamous to protect the words and fame of his devotees. So that's how eager he is, and that shows Krishna's sweetness and Krishna's sweetness as a person, how sweet he is and how grateful he is to all the devotees who serve him with all the capacity. Now, you know, there are many verses in the Upanishads and even in the Bhagavad Gita where it's explained that the Lord actually doesn't do anything and the Lord has nothing to do. Because for any action, if we are doing any activity, there is a purpose, there is some kind of a gain involved in that. If there was, we don't do activities with no desire for gain. We work so there'll be money, or that there'll be comfort, or there'll be maintenance. We try to please the other person through our different activities. So there's always some desire there, or say some reason for it. But then the question is, why would Krishna do anything? What is there for him? Because Prabhupada is explaining here that actually anything that he wants done, he can simply desire. And he has multifarious energies. He has so many energies who can get everything done for him in just the most perfect way. So there is no reason why he has to do anything. Then why does he do anything? Prabhupada is explaining in the purport here. The Lord acts only to satisfy the desires of his devotees. Otherwise, he has nothing to do. And then Prabhupada explains in the Vedic language, natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate. The Lord has nothing to do personally, for everything is done through his different potencies. Parasya shakti vividhaya sruyate. The Lord has multifarious energy and through which everything is done. Thus, when he personally does something, it is only to satisfy his devotee. So that is very, very interesting, and it's very nice meditation to see how in everything that Lord does, it's only for the satisfaction of devotees, it's only to reciprocate with his devotees. Because, and we can see that he can reciprocate them in any way. He's happy to take that subordinate position for his devotees. Although he takes the subordinate position, he's achyuta, he's infallible. But at the same time, why does he take that position? Because anandamaya vyasat is the nature of every living entity to seek pleasure. And it's also there in Krishna that he also likes to be happy. And he sees and he derives great pleasure and satisfaction by serving his devotees. And we have to keep that in mind, that it might appear that the Lord is obliged to do it, or is obliged to become the servant of his devotees, but actually no. He does it simply out of love. He does it simply because he wants to do it, but he's not obliged to do it. So now the question is, how do we see that reciprocation in our own lives? How do we see that protection in our own lives? And one thing that I was thinking of, and there are obviously many ways how we can see that reciprocation of Lord in our life, but one of the ways how we see the reciprocation or the protection of the Lord is when we try to go a little bit out of our comfort zone to serve Krishna. And we try to, you know, just as explained here, in the first canto, 16th chapter, where the Pandavas were ready to sacrifice any amount of energy for the service of the Lord. And so similarly, the devotees are ready to sacrifice and put any amount of energy required to get the service done. So we see, like in the classic example of Prabhupada, how he put in so much energy and he took risks, and then every time when he took risks, Krishna somehow protected him. And so similarly, we see in our own example or in our own lives, when we take risks, when we take that leap of faith and try to serve Krishna in ways that looks impossible, then Krishna somehow makes it possible. Somehow we you know, it's interesting because the Bhadra Purnima was a classic example, and Vaisheshika Prabhu says that many times, that when you make a goal, and then Krishna will help you fulfill that. And that we had a goal for certain amount of Bhagavatams to be distributed, and we went way past them, and we broke so many records that we have never distributed so many Bhagavatams. We have not distributed them in so many ways. We haven't had so many devotees participate. So, and devotees were thinking that I can barely even distribute one small book. How can I distribute a Bhagavatam set? But then they had a desire to distribute, and the Lord fulfilled it. So it's possible. So therefore, the only thing that we have to do is we have to desire to serve Krishna in some amazing ways. And when we desire, then Krishna can fulfill. Actually, Prabhupada says that when one devotee asked one time Prabhupada that if Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was Krishna himself, Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a pure devotee, all these great personalities have appeared in the history, and they could make the whole world a devotee. And the Prabhupada said that they could make the whole world a devotee. And so the devotees asked, then why didn't they make it? Why didn't they do it? And Prabhupada says, because they left some service for us. So we could do it. And so there's so much service that needs to be done. There's so many books that needs to be distributed. There is holy name that to be distributed in so many places where people have never heard of Hare Krishna's. There are so many people, they've never tasted prasadam. So there's so much work that needs to be done. And so when we take that responsibility and when we try to push that mission, despite our own personal challenges, despite our own personal frailties and inabilities, when we try our best, then we see Krishna's reciprocation and how he's making everything possible. And you actually get to, it's quite amazing actually, when you do that, you see Krishna's hand in your life, how Krishna is protecting and how Krishna is working on fulfilling our desire to want to share this Krishna consciousness to others. So therefore, it's always recommended that we try our best. And once you experience that hand of Krishna in your life, when you experience that bhakta-vatsal feature of Krishna in your life, even to small extent, then there's nothing like it. So that's something that I wanted to share. If anyone has any questions or comments or corrections.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. You mentioned whatever devotee desires, Krishna fulfills. So maybe you can discuss or share your thought on why Krishna did not fulfill Arjuna's desire when he didn't want to fight, and he was really pushing, and he really systematically pushed for it, that I don't want to fight, and gave multiple reasons. So. Yes, if he fulfills all the desires of his devotees, means just thought came to my mind when you said that point.
So. Okay, yeah, sure. Actually, yeah, that was the desire out of ignorance. So that was not really in the best interest of Arjuna or for anyone else at that time or in the future. Also, Krishna wanted to speak the Bhagavad Gita. So there are many purposes why Krishna does something. And like in the case of Dhruva Maharaj. So Krishna is completely independent and he can do in the way he thinks is the best. So if we have a desire and we think it was not fulfilled by Krishna, then maybe there is a reason behind it. Or that maybe we have to wait for a while. Yeah. Is it, you want to add anything? Yes.
Thanks for the class, Prabhu. What made the Pandavas so dear to Krishna?
So the Pandavas are eternal associates of Krishna. But even though they are eternal associates, they are not going to just relax when they come here. They're putting their full energy and determination in doing anything that would please the Lord, that would please Krishna, to the extent where Krishna got completely sold out. So their loving exchanges and their relationship is very sweet. It's explained in Bhagavatam and Mahabharata. So because of all that loving exchanges. Yeah.
And their surrender? The surrender?
Sorry?
And their loving exchange.
Yeah, the surrender. That's the expression of surrender. The expression of surrender is when you're ready to do what it takes to make the other, to please the other person. To satisfy the other person. Yeah. Yes. Sylvia.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. Prabhu, you mentioned how when we desire to do something or desire to give a Bhagavatam, said sometimes the Lord doesn't fulfill it. And sometimes He does. But when He doesn't fulfill it, do we still get the benefit of desiring to do a service?
Yes, you do get the benefit. Actually, we often see the results in terms of the numbers and the statistics. Krishna sees results in different ways. He sees more of our effort and endeavor. So, an example is if a millionaire gives $1,000 and a jobless person gives like $20. So which one is more? Actually, Krishna sees the sacrifice that a person is doing. And along the side, we are praying and we are trying and we are sincerely trying, we are thinking on how I can do it. So Krishna sees, notices all that. And at the same time, those devotees who do distribute the books, they also get the mercy and they also get the credit, and that's also very pleasing to the Lord, because to distribute the books requires certain amount of planning, certain amount of strategizing. So devotees who are able to distribute more books, then of course they did manage to strategize and plan and put in that effort. So that's also very pleasing to Krishna. So of course, both are pleasing to Krishna. And in both cases we get the benefit of having contributed. Yeah. So both are purifying. But still, as devotees, we always like to be able to share this knowledge. So even say, for example, when we tried distributing books, we could not. We're always working on ourselves. And we are always praying more and more. We are taking feedback from devotees. We are listening to the lectures and how the other devotees do it. And we try and do it. And during marathon, there are many devotees. They're just like sitting next to the Bhagavatam boxes, and Bhagavad Gita boxes, chanting. They're all 2 hours, 16 rounds. Like, please, I want to distribute these books, you know. So that's the meditation. Now, even if they don't distribute anything after that, then, you know, that just means that Krishna didn't want them. But then they're really, really trying. And if they keep trying like that, eventually they would distribute the books. So, yeah. Does it answer?
Yes, Prabhuji. And Prabhu, you mentioned how Lord Krishna was very dear to the Pandavas. He became their charioteer, chariot driver, their night watchman in the battlefield. But Prabhu, out of all the Pandavas, Krishna was favoring Arjuna the most. He even spoke the Bhagavad Gita to him. Whereas we see Yudhishthira was also elevated. So why did he favor Arjuna the most out of all the Pandavas?
Actually, so there are, in the different rasas, Arjuna shared the rasa of friendship. And so in that way, there's more loving exchanges in that sense. Because with Yudhishthira Maharaj, there's some awe and respect, there's awe and reverence. So it's not purely, you know, they can't be purely... Whereas Arjuna and Krishna, for example, they would muck around, they would put hands on each other's shoulders, you know, sometimes they would eat food from each other's plates. So it was more intimate, because there was no real awe and reverence. There was nothing else than just pure love for the other person, in that sense. So, yeah. So from that point of view, that it is sometimes explained that Arjuna was closer to Krishna. Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Is it right? You want to add anything?
No, you read Bhagavatam, then it still appears to be more superior than Arjuna. You read Mahabharata, always than Arjuna appears more superior.
Yeah. It's different rasas. Different rasas. Actually, for us, again, from our mundane point of view, we think that, oh, that one is superior, that one is superior, that one is closer than that one. But actually, Krishna's, because they're all pure devotees, it's very hard to say. So, yeah, depending on the context, certain devotees might look, in that particular circumstance or pastime, that devotee might look more close to Krishna than the others. Yeah, but they're all completely pure devotees. Yeah.
Thank you, David.
Okay. Thank you very much. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai.